Here's how the voting system works, or doesn't. I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. In November 2026, Crystal Mason, thinking she was doing her civic duty, went to the polls to cast her vote. But her name was not on the voting roll, so Ms. Mason did what typically happens. She cast a provisional ballot. It turns out that Ms. Mason was not eligible to cast a real ballot because she was on federal supervised release. That's not a voting disqualification in many states, but it is in Texas, where she and her three children lived. Everyone agrees Ms. Mason didn't know that. But Texas prosecutors didn't care at all. They maintained lack of criminal intent was irrelevant. All that matters was that she illegally cast a provisional ballot, and she was convicted of voter fraud and sentenced to 5 years. 5 years for casting a provisional ballot that was never counted. Finally, in April 2024, a Texas court rejected that theory and acquitted her. So, all's well that ends well? Not really. First, Ms. Mason had to live through years and years with a 5-year prison sentence hanging over her head. Second, the case sadly may teach people who have had a brush with the law to not risk trying to register and vote. The stakes are too high. That's wrong, but fortunately, Ms. Mason has taught us another lesson about fortitude and the importance of fighting for your rights. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.